Sure.
Yeah. Do you believe in life after death?
I don't know, actually, though, truth. I mean, of course, we don't know, do we? I don't know.
You're on a journey, aren't you?
It's not, again, it's not a deal breaker either way, because I suppose I feel that in having a relationship with Jesus, there's a kind of time goes boom thing. There's an eternity in your heart thing that happens. I'd love there to be a life after death. I would love that.
Sally Phillips, thank you.
Sally Phillips was Joan Bakewell's guest in Belief. And you can hear that programme again on the BBC iPlayer via the Radio 3 website. Next Monday evening at 9 o'clock, Joan Bakewell talks to Elif Shafak. The producer in Salford is Claire Jaquis. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM. We're on digital radio and we're live online. It's 9:30 and time now for another highlight from the 2013 proms season. On August the 8th, Nigel Kennedy offered a unique take on Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Albert Hall. I'm Martin Handley from Radio 3, home of the BBC Proms, as it says up there. Nigel Kennedy and the Red Priest, Antonio Vivaldi, have had a close relationship for the past quarter of a century or so. Nigel's done a huge amount to bring Vivaldi's concertos, he wrote well over 200 for violin alone, to worldwide public attention. The Four Seasons are undoubtedly the most famous of that double century, difficult to escape from in lifts or when held in a queue on the phone. But if anyone can reinvent this fantastic music, make it fresh again with a new twist, it's the man who's playing it tonight. Nigel's working with the performers ranged on stage with me, the fearless young musicians of the Palestine Strings. And by young, I mean they're aged. By young, I mean they're aged between 12 and 23. They come from the Edward Said National Conservatory of Music, founded 20 years ago, which at five different sites in the Palestinian territories teaches its students both Western classical and traditional Arabic music, as you're about to hear. With them on stage, members of Nigel's own Orchestra of Life, which he founded to create an ensemble flexible enough to play all kinds of music in all kinds of ways. It's that combination of talents which Nigel utilises this evening to infuse and link his performances of Vivaldi's Four Concertos so the Baroque original is coloured by jazz and Arabic improvisation. After all, musicians in Vivaldi's day found it as easy to improvise as play from the printed page. Vivaldi was very proud of these concertos. If you close your eyes, you can hear in them the oral pictures he crammed into his music, from the birds, barking dogs, the rustling leaves of spring, through the relentless burning sun of summer and the celebrations of a bumper grape harvest in autumn, to the blizzards of winter and the pleasures of sitting in front of a roaring fire. So now, please welcome Nigel Kennedy to the Albert Hall stage, joining the Palestine Strings and members of the Orchestra of Life for Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Vivaldi's Four Seasons, performed and reinvented here in the Royal Albert Hall by Nigel Kennedy with the Palestine Strings and members of the Orchestra of Life. The orchestra leader was Lizzie Ball. And Nigel Kennedy going round, getting the orchestra to their feet once more.
Amongst this amazingly gifted group of people, there's a new friend I've made, a wonderful young player, only 15 years old, and I'm going to ask him to play the slow movement of the Vivaldi A minor concerto for two violins. And this man, this boy, if you don't mind me saying, is Mustafa Saad.
Thank you.
slow movement of Vivaldi's A minor double concerto. Nigel Kennedy and 15-year-old Mustafa Saad, one of these three brothers from the Galilee who are in the Palestine Strings, members of the Palestine Strings. Very talented trio in this music school, which has these five centres in Ramallah, East Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Nablus and Gaza City. And their activities centre where they rehearse together is in Beit Zeit. Palestine National Orchestra, Palestine Youth Orchestra, Children's Orchestra, Conservatoire Orchestra and the Palestine Strings. A huge number of different groups. Might be a bit more, I think.
Mustafa Saad, a name for the future, man, I tell you. So, good on you. Think we'll do one for the night. And this one's written for the collective, and it's called Fallen Forest. It's written by another famous composer that I love so much, called Nigel Kennedy.
Fallen Forest by Nigel Kennedy, played there by Nigel Kennedy with members of the Orchestra of Life. And that brought their prom to a close, one of the late night proms from August. Well, tomorrow evening here on Radio 3, we have another visit to last summer's BBC proms. Wagner's Ring Cycle was heard complete at the proms for the first time this summer, with Daniel Barenboim conducting the Staatskapelle Berlin. And as part of our Wagner 200 celebrations, we're broadcasting it again, all of it, across this Christmas week in the evenings. Tomorrow night brings the third instalment in the cycle, Siegfried, the fine cast of soloists including Lance Ryan as Siegfried and Nina Stemmer as Brynhilde. That's here on Radio 3 tomorrow evening, starting at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon, Sean Rafferty is on his travels again.
I'm in, down these stairs, and along this corridor, and then I've got to turn right. It's a very busy house, and there are a lot of people here. But I'm not at my destination yet.
This Christmas, Radio 3's Sean Rafferty visits some of the UK's leading musicians in their most creative environments.
This is a very, very musical house.
Their own homes.
Another corridor. You're probably wondering where I'm going.
Julian Bream, John Elliott Gardner, Mitsuko Uchida, James Galway, Thomas Allen, Cleo Lane, Antonio Pappano, Neville Mariner.
I can tell you, it will be worth the wait.
Weekdays throughout the holiday period from 4:30 on BBC Radio 3.
And tomorrow afternoon at 4:30, Sean Rafferty visits the home of pianist Mitsuko Uchida. Well, in a little under 10 minutes tonight, Lake Junction with Max Reinhardt, featuring electroacoustic sounds from Cuba by Juan Blanco, the duo of Richard Dawson and Rodri Evans, a cappella folk from Mae Bradley, and music by Miles Davis and Nancy Elizabeth. That's all from 11:15 this evening. For the moment, the music of Richard Rodney Bennett, who died on Christmas Eve last year. These are a couple more of his carol settings, both of them from 2010. And it was a bold move of Bennett's to set in the bleak midwinter, given so many other British composers left us settings of it, including Gustav Holst. That's the second carol here. The first is Gloria Gloria, a good example of Bennett's gift for writing memorable melodies that are harmonised in appealing and unexpected ways. Paul Brough conducts the BBC Singers.
Thank you.
Bleak Midwinter by Richard Rodney Bennett. The BBC Singers, conducted by Paul Brough.
We need villains in plays, films and television drama. There's no plot without them. But what do they tell us and where do they come from?
I find a seam of such unbelievable horror. I suddenly think, that's in me? I would never do that. But, you know, things you suppress in yourself are there.
Alan Ayckbourn, who joins Judi Dench, Ian McKellen, Richard Eyre, Anthony Scher, Maxine Peake and a host of others to shed light on the way we need villains to show us ourselves, with Anna Maxwell-Martin coming from the rehearsal room to share thoughts about the terrifying Regan in King Lear. Join me, Paul Allen, for the fun and the horror of villains in this week's Sunday feature, starting at 6:45.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:15 and now Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Mm-hmm. totally capturing the festive vibe there, Pass by Norwegian jazz trio Knist, which feature Kasper Werness on sax, Christian Meyer Svensson on bass and Andreas Vidhagen on drums. Welcome to Lake Junction on this Christmas night. We've got a special guest to fill the studio with harp and song, Anya O'Dwyer. Hi, Anya.
Hello.
And our table is piled high with the sacred and the profane, the seasonal and the seasoned, walnuts, chocolate and Morpeth Station. Yep, it's a big table. And if all that doesn't deck your halls with boughs of holly, here's Sufjan Stevens to set the bells a-jingle-jangling.
On Christmas Day it happened so, down in those meadows for to plow. As he was plowing all on so fast, up came sweet Jesus, himself at last. Oh man, what makes thou plough so hard upon the Lord's birthday? The farmer answered him with great speed, for to plough this day I have got need. His wife and children's out of place, his beast and cattle are almost lost. His beast and cattle, they die away, for ploughing on our Lord's birthday. Ease beast and cattle, they die away for the breakings of our Lord's birthday.